Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Investigators believe the operator of that Green Line trolley may have had an undiagnosed sleep disorder called sleep apnea. For more on the disorder, we're joined this morning by Dr. Atul Malhotra. He's the medical director at Brigham and Women's Sleep Disorders Program and an associate professor at Harvard Medical School. Good morning, doctor, and thanks for speaking with us.
No problem.
Tell us exactly what sleep apnea is and how common it is.
Yeah, sleep apnea is a very common condition that affects between 2% and 4% of North American adults at a minimum. So the best study on this was done about 15 years ago, where the suggestion was about 4% of North American men and about 2% of North American women stopped breathing while they were asleep, but also had symptoms related to that, in particular, excessive daytime sleepiness. The cause of it is, to some extent, unknown, but we believe it's related to obesity in many cases, extra body weight, and also anatomical structure in the face, where the craniofacial structure, the mouth and jaw, are affected by anatomical changes.
Does the problem often go undiagnosed?
Yeah, the estimates are still that about 80 or 90% of sleep apnea is undiagnosed. And the prevalence figures that I gave you as estimates are probably underestimates, because obesity is a lot bigger problem than it was 15 years ago. There's a lot more people that are overweight now. And the technology has improved, so we probably missed some disease back in that 1993 study.
Investigators in the MBTA crash said that fatigue due to sleep apnea may have contributed to the Green Line crash. Without commenting on that specific, doctor, I'm wondering if fatigue is generally a common effect of the disorder.
Yeah, in fact, that's one of the characteristic hallmarks of the disease is excessive daytime sleepiness or fatigue. People's sleep can be quite disrupted as they stop breathing once every minute or even more frequently than that. And as a result, they tend to be more prone to falling asleep at inopportune times, including while driving.
What's microsleep? The NTSB report suggests the T driver might have been microsleeping. What's that?
Microsleep is just very brief periods of sleep where you lose consciousness, may not even be aware of it. You monitor the brain waves, the brain is effectively asleep.
You mean for like a few seconds or a split second?
Correct, yeah.
And is that common too?
That is common, particularly in people with sleep apnea. And if you, as I say, if you monitor brain waves, you can pick up these brief periods. And the estimates are that people with sleep apnea have an increased risk of motor vehicle accidents. In some studies, about 2.5 times increased, in some as high as 7-fold increased risk of motor vehicle accidents, really suggesting that this is a problem.
So let me ask you this. Since you're asleep when you have sleep apnea, even though it might only be for a few seconds, how does a person recognize that he or she may be suffering from this, and what do they do about it?
Yeah, so there's several things. The snoring is a very common symptom. People that snore a lot, particularly if it's loud and if it's affecting the bed partner, that may be a tip-off that there may be an issue going on. And then excessive daytime sleepiness during the day, if people are falling asleep at work or while driving, or if they really need to take naps at excessive numbers of times, those may be tip-offs that they should get checked out further, particularly in people that are overweight, I think, is the group that needs to be screened.
Dr. Malhotra, thank you very much.
No problem.
Dr. Atul Malhotra is the medical director at Brigham and Women's Sleep Disorders Program and is an associate professor at Harvard Medical School.